Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brand Podcast, and just a slave to turnip prices on Animal Crossing. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious, liberated from all things turnip, Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
How you doing today?
Well, it's funny, before we started, you said you missed good turnip prices, and I was like, Ben is really spiraling in quarantine. And you were talking about your Animal Crossing game. I didn't pick that up, so
yeah,
glad to hear.
Like, literally a second right before I saw that, I had missed an opportunity to get to sell my turnips at 420 bells, and that's like a huge miss on my part. So I'm just going to try to, like, persevere, and there's no better way to persevere than to throw yourself into the world of Vanderpump Rules, which I'm happy to report really got my blood boiling for a second week in a row. And I feel like every time my blood boils
blood
from Vanderpump
boiling?
Rules.
Why?
Jax.
Oh, God. Jax is so stupid. It's like getting mad at parking meters. Like, you know, yeah, they're there. You know they're shitty, and they're just there to fucking waste your time and take your goddamn money. You know? Like, you know what it is. Don't be mad at it. It's just Jax.
Excuse me.
His brain is broken. It's like being handicapped.
His brain is sprained, first of all. And also, I reserve the right to be mad at Jax and parking meters. Parking meters are, like, a totally valid thing to be mad at. I'm not going to have some sort of sympathy.
Actually.
Like, yeah. Look, I'm not going to get mad at, I don't know. I will pretty much get mad at anything. But and if I'm going to have some sort of leniency, parking meters is not where I'm going to be. It's not going to wind up on the good side of me ever. They're not
okay,
going to.
Okay, fair enough.
Jax is like a parking meter, though. A parking meter that's broken, and for a moment you think, oh, I can park here for free because it's broken, but you still get the ticket because they're like, no, just because it's broken doesn't mean you get to park for free, so you still get a ticket.
Yep. I'm with you. I support you. I support your turnips and your Jack's anger.
Thank you. So today, before we dive into our recap, we like to do these small business shout outs for our listeners who have small businesses who are struggling right now during Corona times. Also, we're loving hearing the feedback that people in the community are actually using these shout outs and going and supporting other women. Okay. But we're getting a lot of feedback like, oh, hey, like sales have been up, etc. So thank you all for supporting each other. That's really the spirit of Crappens. Actually, I don't think it's the spirit of Crappens. I think the spirit of Crappens is to tear down people on Bravo. But the fact that you can find that spirit amongst that is pretty awesome.
Wow. Thanks, yeah. Everybody. Okay, so here I'm going to start out with a couple of designers. One is Brand Dave, okay? He's an artist in D.C., and he does t-shirts, prints, and cards. He does really great stuff. So check it out. Brand, B-R-A-N-D, Dave. And then I mentioned on the show a couple of weeks ago that this chick that listens to us makes these really hilarious housewives masks, like Corona masks.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not find the information. And so people have been asking, and a bunch of you apparently found her anyway. So thanks for supporting her, because I absolutely love these. I just ordered a few of these just because it's amazing to have a housewives mask in general, but in the country, in Texas, like, not the country, but, you know, I'm not like in West Hollywood right now. So I'm just so excited to walk around a grocery store in fucking Spicewood, Texas, in a housewives mask covering my face. And her name on Instagram is Sherlock, like Sherlock Holmes, Sherlock Space 7. That's Sherlock Space 7. So go check them out. They're hilarious.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I'm like all about, you know, masks are going to be with us for a little while. So that, you know, they're going to be a fashion statement, okay? But make it fashion. Here's one for Rachel Fisher. And she started something called Chewable Charm in 2014. And she makes baby teethers and pacifier clips and stylish teething necklaces.
Oh, we already did this one.
We did?
Yeah, but yeah, give it a look up another one. But yeah, Chewable Charm. Just go check those out. That's some really cool baby stuff.
Okay, so sorry. Well, okay, fine. Then Shelby Frick. Okay, so Shelby Frick is a travel agent, and she specializes in all Disney and Universal destinations. Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios. Okay, so go check her out. You can email her Shelby at fairytaleconcierge.com, all one word. It's www.lovinmama.com, I think. Did I get that right? Either way, she does dining reservations, fast pass reservations, itineraries, discount monitoring, much, much more. And the truth is, if anyone's ever tried to do any of that stuff at Disneyland or Disney World or any of those resorts, it's a pain in the ass. So let Shelby do it for you, okay? That's what she's there for. Fairy tale concierge. She's like fairy grandmother, okay? Except she's not a grandmother. She's like your sister slash daughter, okay? Shelby.
Yeah, right on, everybody. So here we are with Vanderpump Rules Day.
Boop, boop, boop. So Vanderpump Rules, A Tale of Two Pools. I didn't even mean to rhyme.
Vanderpump Rules, A Tale of Two Pools.
A Tale of Two Pools. Yeah. So, yeah, this is the big episode where Jax and Sandoval go head-to-head in a pool party. Like, this simmering rivalry. Tensions that have been happening all season have come to a head, and now we're going to see who's the most popular. Spoiler alert, it's Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, Jax is a complete jackass. So there you go. You're going to lose this one, buddy. Okay, can we talk first about the Sheena Shea news? Has anybody
I love this. I love this stupid controversy. I personally have not heard the podcast because I don't have a link to it, and I was too lazy to look it up. But I read about the controversy. Tell me your thoughts.
Well, I love it. For those of you who don't know what's going on, an editor of Vanderpump Rules went on a new podcast that's out there and did an interview and basically was laughing, saying she doesn't like Sheena, so she gives her a really shitty edit and makes her look like an idiot. And that they were told to give Stassi and Beau a hero's edit. And that's the gist of it, you know? I mean, it goes on and on, as most gossip does. You can fall as far down the rabbit hole as you'd like. And Danny Pellegrino, who we love, also did an interview with Sheena after all of this, because it got really fishy. Because the day that this interview came out, of course, it went viral, and everybody's like, what the hell? String her up! You know?
Yeah.
How dare you mess with Sheena? Like, as if we don't all know that editors are totally fucking with people on reality TV anyway. Still, I stand for Sheena in this. Well, but people went so crazy that everybody had to delete their tweets about it. Like, the episode was pulled. I think Danny Pellegrino pulled out a tweet about it. A couple people pulled down tweets. So I guess the Bravo machine was like, how dare you?
Yeah, well, I think from what I could tell from what our listeners posted in our Facebook group and stuff was that if you listen to the actual episode, it was like not a big deal. The woman was basically laughing. And according to some people, the gist of it was like, I'm so low on the totem pole that, of course, no one pays attention to me. So like they should, because if they did, then maybe I wouldn't edit them to look like porn stars. It, like, that was like the vibe, sort of like a jokey remark. But then as it gets like retold over and over again through the Twitterverse. I'm like Twitter sphere. That doesn't sound right.
Well, yeah, but as it gets retold as well. I'll give you Twitter.
I didn't like it as much. So as it gets retold and gets stripped of its context and any sort of inflection, it just becomes, it sounds like this really bitter person who's like, she should be friends with me. Otherwise, I'm going to keep making her look like a porn star. So according to our listeners, that's kind of what happened. I don't know how true it is or not because I didn't get to hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, Sheena tweeted at Andy. Andy, I've got some news for you. I've got some tea for you. I'll check your DMs. So, who knows? But, you know, I stand for Sheena in these very troubling times. But that said, I also live for Sheena looking like a total idiot on this show, because that's what I love. So
That's why we stand for her.
I mean, Sheena's edit, I'm sure it has not been very flattering, but this is Vanderpump Rules, so fuck you if you're trying to give people flattering edits, and so I will reserve that fuck you for the Stassi Beau edit if they are getting a hero's edit, and I don't really see that, but
I don't see it either.
If they're getting that edit, then fuck you for doing that. But I want my Vanderpump Rules people to be edited like idiots. I mean, it's Vanderpump Rules.
Always.
And Sheena's edit has kind of saved the season. So I'm not really sure where I stand anymore.
Yeah, I feel like Sheena always gets a stupid edit, and that's what's hilarious, and that's why we've grown to just love her as much as we do, because she's always so spunky, and she gets right back up. She's like, fine, well, I'm gonna do it again. I'll do another season. You know, she seems to be totally unfazed by it, and that's what's hilarious. She is just in her own Sheena world. So, I don't know. I think the editor did great work. She's probably fired already, or he. I think it was a she, right?
Yeah, it was a she, yeah.
Yeah, she's probably fired.
Maybe. You never know. I mean, it is Bravo. We're still watching Brett and Max. So.
Oh, God.
There you go.
That's true, too.
And then all the Catherine from Southern Charm stuff happened this weekend. So that was super fun.
It's like one thing after another.
Yeah, been a real great time. So let's see how much House Bravo cleans. You know? They've got a pretty dirty house.
And Cameron from Southern Charm announced that she is not coming back for the next season. So a huge loss.
Yeah.
Actually, it kind of is. I actually really like Cameron, but, you know, she became a mom, and it's like Sutton on Beverly Hills being like, oh, and then she's pregnant. And I thought, oh, dear. Like, you know, here's the thing. Cameron definitely became one of those moms that's like, can you believe it? My daughter says goo goo gaga. It's like, yes, you're not the first one who this is not new territory for humanity.
Yeah, so I'm not too sad about that. I'm wondering what they're going to do with Southern Charm in general. I mean, I can't really imagine that they would bring Catherine back after all of this. And they've stopped, they're not filming. I think they were about to start shooting. They had shot, like, for a couple of weeks and then stopped. So I'm not really sure, but I don't really need to see Austin and Madison's bullshit for a season.
Or just Austin. Is it fair to blame Thomas Ravenel for Catherine's issues over the weekend because aren't they back together? I feel like if they're back together, I think it's fair to blame everything on Thomas Ravenel, because that just makes me always feel happy.
Listen, I blame coronavirus on Thomas Ravenel, so I say blame whatever you'd like on him.
He's probably walking out there without a mask, just like smelling roses and coughing on windowsills, just like, let's see who gets this quote-unquote China virus. You know he's saying stuff like that.
Yeah. So... that's the world going on outside of our little fishbowls over here, I guess.
Yes, yes. But inside the fishbowl, we have Raquel and Danica working at Sur. It's just another night at Sur, and here come the Toms reporting for bathroom cleanup duty because they have to clean the bathroom because they lost at softball.
Yeah. Why are you wearing matching shirts to clean the toilets? Well, say, are they coming in their uniform shirts? You know, their uniform Old Navy flower shirts or whatever. And Sandoval goes, because we're the Toms, dude.
Yeah. We should also mention that Lisa is wearing a blazer, a black blazer, and then under it, not necessarily a shirt, but it seems like it's some sort of lingerie, but then a black necktie, and on the black necktie are like three bejeweled scarabs. It was like she's fully gone off the rails.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump is basically going with like a Sutton. She just looks like a Sutton outfit, like from head to toe at all times right now. They showed a clip of her where she's sitting there having a meeting, and she's wearing like half of, you remember that movie Annie, and there was that guy Punjab, and he wore like the turban thing. It's like half of a glittery turban, and then I don't even know what's going on. She looked like a cereal box.
Yeah, I mean, she is really leaning into the magician look, and now even magicians are like, she doesn't define us.
You've got Annie. Dun, 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 dun. You've got Annie. Dun, dun,
dun. I haven't seen Annie in about 35 years or so. So I don't know. I think the last part of Annie I watched was that part in Serial Mom where the lady is watching Tomorrow.
You must watch Annie again. It's an. You want to talk about someone who gets a shitty edit? Poor Pepper. I mean,
I don't even know who Pepper is, to be honest. Is that like another orphan?
Shame on you. I'm not going to explain Annie to you. What is this? A straight person show? No. Go watch Annie.
I don't want to watch Annie.
Yes, you're going to watch Annie, The Color Purple.
I'll watch The Color Purple, but I don't want to watch Annie. Okay? I don't want to watch Annie. There, I've seen it. I saw it in the theaters when I was a little child, okay? And I think I cried, but I cried at everything as a child, to be fair. But I don't feel the desire to go back and watch Annie.
Okay, well, that's allowed. It's a shame, but it's an allowed shame.
Thank you. So, yeah. So anyway, so the guys are cleaning the bathroom, and Lisa's like, "Ooh, you should have done something productive, like shave my legs or something." Ooh, get it? Magic with a side of comedy.
Comedy tonight. What's his Ben Schwartz is like, "Oh, excuse me while I fantasize about what it would be like to shave Vanderpump's legs. First, she would be in an outhouse bucket. I mean, a porcelain tub. I mean, a marble tub. I mean..." It's like, oh my god, get me out of this fantasy. I want to put my ears out.
I didn't even bother committing any of the fantasy to notes because I was like, I just don't want this. I'm over this joke, and it's like... This is going on too long. And then Lisa's trying to do that thing where she's being like naughty, you know, and naughty and flirtatious. She's like, "Oh, do not wipe your nose with the hand you're using to clean the toilet. You irascible fool."
So then we go to James behind the booth again, back where he belongs at Sir. And he is just so excited as customer comes up and it's like, "Hey, good to see you here." And he's like, "Oh, squeezes his hands."
I know, he's like, "It's a long time coming, okay? JK's back, baby. JK's back." Everyone's like, "Excuse me, sir, could you pass the red pepper flakes? Thank you."
And Raquel's like, "My tables always ask me when you're coming back, and now I can say you're back. And they also always ask me where their food is, and I'm like, I don't know when James is coming back. What were we talking about?"
So the Toms are like done with cleaning, and they're still like there and Sir, and they're like talking about how they're leading by example, which is why they're doing it. And then Brittany walks up to them and is so Brittany. She goes, "Hi, Pooper Scoopers."
So last night, Brittany, when everything happened, like with Jack's like rage texting, he said we weren't invited to your pool party, and like we were like, "Okay, well then I guess we'll have our own pool party." And she's like, "Oh, that's kind of messed up. You're not a cool guy. Like, you just have your own party. Like, you guys don't even ever have anyone over ever. Like, you guys don't even do that. You're not having people over people."
He's like, dude, we did last night. You know what? Like, I'm sick of dealing with this bullshit. Of like, Jack's always saying, dude, I'm going to push you out of this friend group. You know, I'm done with this."
So Brittany is like all mad. She's like, "Bullshit, bullshit." And she sort of huffs away. Which is like, sorry, your husband disinvited everyone. So yeah, what else are they supposed to do? They're gonna have their own party. Yeah. Get over it.
Stupid Brittany.
This is bullshit.
Brittany really pissed me off this episode. She really pissed me off.
Oh, it's so nice to finally see Brittany getting some attitude from people. God, how many years has it been?
We've been waiting forever. So Dana and Brett go on a date together, and they're sitting at a table. And I assumed that they were meeting someone because they were sitting on the same side of the table, but it turns out they just were having a side-by-side date, which was really pretty terrible.
Yeah, and then they didn't even... I don't know if Charlie's service just sucked or what, but they ended up going to the bar anyway. It's like, what's the point?
Oh, yeah, you're right. So Brett is like... It's another night where Brett is doing his like poofy hair, which is just like... I don't even want to imagine what Brett is looking like right now in quarantine, because his hair was already a mess. He was doing quarantine hair before there was even a quarantine.
Yeah, and he's so him about it. He's like such a YouTuber about it. He's like, "Is my hair okay?" And she's like, "Can't believe I'm dating this fucking guy."
Yeah.
She's like, "It's more than okay. It's unbelievable." And then Charlie comes over in her uniform, which is like a mini skirt and a bra, which is basically, I guess, West Hollywood, you know? That's why I will never wait tables. We'll never be allowed to wait tables in West Hollywood again. So she's like, "Hi, look who's at my neck." She goes, "Look who's on my neck of the woods." Oh, jeez.
"Thanks for coming to Hyde." So Charlie has a second job at Hyde, which I actually really appreciated seeing that, because I like that she's just... she's poor, you know, like that it's not like she's a real waitress, right? She has to have two jobs to just to pay the rent. So I appreciate that.
Year one Bravo, man. She's like, to support my career as a 1 year Bravo star, I have to have multiple jobs that force me to wear underwear as a uniform. Woohoo. Yeah.
So can we also talk about the fact that Dana looks very pretty? I don't remember what she was wearing, but she's wearing, I think, like a black something or another, but she looked very pretty. And Brett is wearing this like oversized flannel shirt that's open down to his navel. I mean, it was like some sort of strange throwback to 94. And I'm like, you're in like a restaurant where people are dressed up. Ish, you know, like, could you at least put some effort into this? This is terrible. And thankfully, Charlie was there to totally ding him. She's like, so is flannel your thing? Is that your thing? He's like, no. And then we see like a Brett in flannel montage.
Yeah. And then what does Dana say? She says, he's like a pulp onion. Is that what she said?
She goes, he's like a sexy Paul Bunyan. And Charlie goes, is he though? Is he though? Anyway, enjoy your loss in Bangkok and Stockholm drinks. Charlie just always tears down Brett, and it's amazing. And also, like, everyone, Brett is so obvious, and everyone always has a very clear read on him, and he always tries to deny it every single time. She's like, so you're always wearing flannel? He's like, no, I'm not. And they had, like, so many different shots of him wearing that flannel. And, like, with everything, it's like, so, this is the first time you've worn your hair like this. No, it's not. I always wear my hair like this. And it's like, always slick back.
Yeah. He's a compulsive liar. That's why he's hired for this show, you know? It's required. Commercials. Here comes one right
now. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arend.
Wokes, it's Nancy Oakes.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchel!
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So he's like, yeah, you know, all he can do is fucking gossip.
Yeah.
This guy. So he's like, he goes to the bar and he's like, 2 Bud Lights and some Jaeger, please. And then he's like, you know, I talked to Max and I asked if there's something there. Because, like, I'm in a weird place, you know? Like, that's just the kind of guy I am. Just worried about everybody else. You know?
Yeah.
That's just me.
Oh my God. His, like, his attempt to be this soulful, thoughtful, like, great friend is so terrible. It's like, it's so blatantly fake. And watching him trying to convince us that it's very sincere is hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, well, I asked Max to take Dana to lunch, and he was cool. And then I asked Max if I could take Dana to lunch and then, like, smash cake in her face, and he was cool. And then I asked Max if I could, like, take Dana to lunch with cake on her face while I fuck her from behind wearing my ex-girlfriend's panties on my head. And then it's like I hit a wall, bro. Like, I just care so much, bro. I care so much.
Which is funny because later in the episode, he's talking about how they don't have sex because he doesn't have feelings for her. It's like that he's interested in her, but he has, well, this whole thing that comes up later barely makes sense. Yeah. But it's almost like he's implying that he's not interested in having sex with her. But here we see that he actually asked permission from Max, and then Max, he hit a wall. By the way, he probably hit a wall because it's like every 2 seconds, hey man, is it cool if I text Anna right now? Is that cool? You're not gonna be upset? Cool. Hey, yeah. I was thinking about sending an emoji too. I know she really likes emojis, but I don't know, is that your thing? Or can I send an emoji? Okay, and now I was thinking about like, fire. Okay, you know what? Enough. Stop asking me.
Yeah, it's like the least romantic scene ever, and that's saying something for this show, because this is not a very romantic show. And she takes him out to the parking lot, and they start making out. I'm just not buying this. I'm not buying it, and it's making me hate Dana. Okay, well, and Dana's really done nothing wrong except be like thirsty to have a storyline with the guys, which is her job. Like, she's just doing her job, but she's not really doing anything wrong, but she's really not doing anything right either. I'm kind of done.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I've been watching Schitt's Creek, and there's a character on there named Stevie who's this like really sardonic receptionist at the motel they all live in, and she's kind of one of the weakest characters on the show. She's actually like deeply unfunny and like always has like the same read on everything. And unfortunately, Dana, I'm realizing that Dana seems to have like aspired to be Stevie personality wise. And it's like, it's, I feel like Dana, we could get so much more out of Dana. But then at the same time, she says things like, you know, the thing is with Brett and I is that we work in the same restaurant. We're both single AF. We're both hot and we both have the same interests. I'm like, what interests do you guys have? Is it buying weird costume clothing at discount on the internet? Is that what it is? I don't get it.
And I love, like, when a medium fries calls itself a supersize, you know? It's like, you're hot, you're both hot. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you both are thin, so congratulations. Like, neither one of you, I wouldn't say, like, either one of you is ugly, but I also, if I were both of you, I wouldn't sit around being like, oh my God, we're so hot. It's like on that Netflix show, Too Hot to Handle. There's this, they're all kind of butterfaces, you know?
Yeah.
And they're butterface sex addicts, and one of the girls is like, we're the hottest people in the world. World do you people live in?
Also, like, please don't use that as a metric for your relationship. Maybe use it as a metric for like why you want to sleep together, but like to be like, yeah, I'm interested in, because, you know, we're both hot. Listen, if Brad and Angelina couldn't work out, and they are arguably two of the hottest people in the entire world universe, and they couldn't make it work, hotness, it's not gonna work for Brett and Dana. Okay, hotness is not it's not gonna take you through everything. It's not going to get you there. But either way, Brett is like, you know what? It's murky waters, but I got a big boat, so onward we go, 55 knots. I'm like, you know what happens to big boats in murky waters? They crash, you idiot. You ever hear of the Titanic?
Yeah, he's really trying to stick with his nautical theme throughout this whole scene.
Like, that is like the worst thing to say. Be like, well, my brakes are out, I got no lights, but I'm on a highway, so let's just hit that gas.
Yeah, like totally just sounds dangerous. then the Trixie Monocle song for the next scene is, it's us against the world, it's us against the world. And I was like, finally, like some real people issues. It's like people protesting for equal rights or something. No, it's Jax trying to cut like some fucking frozen food with a spatula.
Yep, that's what I wrote down too. Jack slicing something with a spatula.
Yeah. So Brittany comes home. It's like, Jax, you are not going to believe this, Jax.
He's like, hello. As in, like, you know, he's almost like reprimanding her for not first saying hello. She's like, hey, sorry. Okay. Anyway, I saw Sandoval, who's not a cool guy, and at work tonight, and he told me that they're going to have a pool party at the exact same side as the same night as us and everything, and it's a pool party. It's the same day. It's a pool party. It's the same day. And we're engaged. Yay.
And Jax is like, why? And she goes, I don't know, Jax. It's like they got mad at you for texting my ex. Oh, we're going to put this all on Max. He didn't just text Max, okay? He texted like everybody and called them losers and was disinviting people, you dipshit. Come on, Brittany.
And then Jax then takes it to this place, of course. He goes, this is so Sandoval. You know, such a Sandoval move. After you guys begged me to have him at the wedding, have him back, he's gonna be good, I should never had him, which is like, this has nothing to do with that, because Sandoval is reacting to what you did. And also, like, way to reveal, although everyone knew it anyway, how much Jax is such a grudge carrier. You know, like, Jax was just waiting for a moment to throw this back at Brittany, to like have this over her head. It's such a power move to subjugate her, if you ask me, not to get like that, but I am going to get like that. He's such a fucking asshole.
Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, Sandoval, it's been one thing after another this summer. Like, he didn't come to my bachelor party. He made a scene about my pastor. It's like, for anybody who's falling for that bullshit apology of Jackson Brittany's, by the way, yeah. There you go.
And by the way, he didn't go to your bachelor party because it was like his dad's birthday or something like that. Like, where he was in St. Louis, like, and he told you why he couldn't go, and he was nice about it. He didn't make a scene about the pastor. He pulled you aside to remind you, basically, hey, you're a public figure. You got to be careful about this. And you made the scene about it. And then he goes, this is out of spite. They have no furniture. Like, the fact that, like, so much seems to revolve around their furniture or lack thereof is hilarious. When these people spend most of their time in clubs, which really don't have much furniture in them either. Just a few couches here and there.
And Brittany's like, why are they doing this? Because you disinvited them to your party. What are you confused about?
I know, it's very, very simple.
And he's so stupid. She goes, why are they doing this? And he says, it's not they. It's Tom and Ariana.
Well, that's they. That was who was they. Implied in the they. That's how pronouns work.
Literally, it's they.
It's literally, yes. And Brittany goes, it just makes me sad. We have a big freaking blow-up slide coming, too. Which, by the way, Randall clearly paid for, right? Like, there's not, that was... I think it gets mentioned at some point. Rand is the one who paid for that slide, which is why she's sad, because... I think they just want to kiss Randall's ass, right? And I think they'll be embarrassed that Randall got a slide and then no one's coming.
I'm at, like, Randall would fucking care. He's just so desperate to be, like, around anybody younger and cooler, you know?
Yeah.
I'm surprised Randall's not the slide. Like, let's be honest. So Brittany's like, I'm so mad. My feelings are hurt.
He's like, Tom Sandoval's a crybaby little bitch. He's a little bitch.
Jax is on this tear lately of, like... just calling guys little girls. Like, that's his thing now. He's like way... He's like a little league coach where I grew up.
But it's also like, so problematic. Girl? It's problematic to associate, like, femininity with, like... Like as a negative trait, right? Like, look at you. He's like a little girl. He's a fucking woman. He goes, he's a fucking woman. Sorry, I don't mean to bash women, but you're worse than a child. So basically he's saying that to be a woman is to be a child. So I'm like, you are such an asshole. You are terrible. And also, by the way, you are the most childish person on here right now.
Yeah. It's like, this whole thing is just petty, Jax. And he's like, he is.
He's been petty his whole fucking life. Here comes Tom, everybody. Look at me, I'm Tom. Look at me on my phone. Here's what Jack said, everybody. I'm a 10-year-old tattletale little girl, everybody. Look at me, TikToking the tattletale, everybody.
You know, if he hadn't done that stupid rage tax, none of this would have happened. You know,
it's my fault. Oh, so it's my fault.
No. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying if you didn't send those messages, it wouldn't have happened, and you might not have caused this. But not your fault. You just caused it.
It's not they. These two. These two's grasp on English. He's like, I'm going to the gym. And she goes, really, Jax? How many times have you been to the gym today? Because we know that that's like Jax like getting blowjobs in a park, right? Like, what the fuck is Jax doing? He's not going to the gym three times a day.
No, he's not. Also, one of the things that Jax got mad about is the fact that, you know, Jax pulled Tom aside at Kristen's launch party thing and was like, hey, dude, sorry, I was in a bad space. I don't know. I'm like losing my mind. But like, of course, you're both welcome to my party. Right. And so he's upset because he felt like they buried it. And then Tom is still being petty. So he's upset about that. Well, guess what, Jax? You're the one who, quote unquote, buried it with Tom earlier, right before your wedding, and then said, listen, I'm saying it's buried, but it's not buried because I just want everyone to shut up and I'm just gonna have my wedding, okay? So if anyone knows what it's like to be to pretend to be like, okay, I'm cool, but not really feel that way, it's you. So stop being so angry at Tom, because you're the king of doing that.
Yeah. And Brittany tells us, when Jax did cheat on me that 19 times, I didn't see much of him, and he was gone from the house a lot, and so now I just don't want a repetitive thing of that repetitive thing. It's like, welcome to your life. It's one long repetitive thing of a repetitive thing. Okay.
Yeah, congrats. You're 4 weeks into your marriage, and you have, you know, theoretically decades of this ahead of you. I mean, of course, you're not going to last more than 7 years. But anyway, Jax is... So now we see, like... Now we start seeing Jax on his IG doing all these stories, and he's like... Guess what? I'm going back to Leap Method. Round two today. Yeah. Guess what? I've taken so many classes this week that my wife thinks I'm leading a double life. Huh? But since I'm talking about it on IG, I'm clearly not leading a double life. So therefore, I'm being so upfront about it. I'm clearly not, to hopefully cover up the fact that I really am, actually. So yeah, IG out.
Yeah. But yeah, this whole show is Jax just on his IG live, proving that he's not cheating because he's filming something in the car for 5 seconds. Not really sure, but... Not really sure how that works, but whatever, dude.
Yeah, we've all seen murder mysteries. We know about things like fake alibis. We know what's going on.
Yeah. So, next, Lisa and Ken come into Tom Tom.
And there was a strange song whose lyrics I think I'm pretty sure I botched, but I think it went, only the strong will survive. Now I'm like one of a kind. Is it real? How do I feel? Pretty sure those aren't the lyrics, but it's the best I could do.
So I come to Tom Tom, and she's like, all right, listen, we're doing a kind of big photo shoot for the Hollywood World. Ah, it highlights our businesses. Villa Blanca, Tom Tom, the garden at Tom Tom, Villa Blanca, Sir, Caesar's Palace, Vanderpumpian, Rumpian, Pooky Snooky, Doggy Woggy, Sidewalks with Lisa.
I was like, all right, you just need to retire, lady. Jeez, take a break already.
Yes, we're going to be having a whole big thing. And of course, you can't tell them the truth, and you have to tell them how amazing I am. Oh, get it, get it.
Sandoval's like, yeah, I've already learned about that. Last time Ariana said something bad about you, she got stuck for a season doing horse scenes with you, so. Learn that lesson.
So, there's gonna be, like, a 1 year anniversary party that they're gonna do after this photo shoot and stuff, and, we learned that Tom Tom made a profit. In fact, they doubled their money, and I actually believe that because there's quite frequently, at least before the quarantine stuff, there was quite frequently a line out front. So I actually believe that they did make a profit. I don't know why I'm weighing on this as if anyone cared. Like, am I on CNBC right now, like, giving my financial forecast for Tom Tom? I guess I am.
I'm but yes. Jim Cramer, and this is fucking nuts, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but it's tricky, and it does seem kind of Dorit and PK, this scene. Because they're like, well, congratulations, we made a profit, which is completely rare for restaurants to ever make a profit. But if you want your profit, you can have it, or you can choose what's under shell number two, which is letting us keep all that money for a five square foot garden next door.
Well, as we all know, the restaurants are not very profitable, and especially in the first year, they don't earn a lot of money. It's hard to get any sort of profit, which is why we have giant estates around the entire world. Yes, all from restaurant money. That is hard to get. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so they can keep that money, or they can just let them keep it to reinvest in the garden next door. And if they do, it will be called the garden at Tom Tom instead of the garden.
I was hoping that, like, the alternate name would be, like, Shishu's Garden, you know, something like that. Like, give it to Sheena, you know?
Shishu's Whole Garden. I'm sorry, I was edited to say that.
So she's like, I need an answer by Monday, and if you're going to reinvest that money. So there's that.
Well, I like that we got a Money by Monday storyline, even if they're deciding to ignore this Fofty drama.
That's true. That's a very good point. So Tom Schwartz is like, oh, man, I feel like a stud right now. I'm like, okay, you haven't done anything with this restaurant, so just give your money forward and just be done with it. I don't know why I'm mad at him. That's just one of those days. So now we have more Jax on Instagram just talking about Lit Method. And he's talking about, like, this trainer there named Tiffany. He's like, wow, I'm really impressed with Tiffany. Wow. You know what? Female fitness instructors, they make men look like little girls. They make men look like little girls.
Way to empower women and beat them down in the same
Exactly. So you're a little girl until you're at the point where you're then making men look like what you used to be. Okay, yeah.
He's like, I just want everyone on Instagram to know I do respect women, so as many of you can slide into your DMs, right, slide into my DMs right now so I can fuck you. Thanks.
Yeah. So, oops, my screen just got all messed up. So now we're back over at Brittany's house, and she's sitting on a couch next to, of course, a pillow that says, Mr. and Mrs. Couchy! Oh, it's on the couch, too! Oh, jeez! She turns into Shannon Medora a little bit at home.
So Lala comes over, and she's like, hey, girl, I've been texting your man. She's like, I know he's a little quack right now. You're so cute, Lala!
Lala is dressed like some sort of strange, like, Austin Powers Paisley spy. She's in a business suit or something, like a full-on suit, but it's just aggressively Paisley. I just feel like Lala is so close to getting her looks right, but never quite lands it.
She's trying so hard to be, like, a rich, old, divorced lady in Hollywood, you know? Yeah. Like, you're the young, married one. Just enjoy that. You'll be the old, divorced one soon enough, you know? She's dressing like one of those ladies who she senses she looks stupid, but it proves how much money that she got in her divorce, so it's worth it, you know?
Yeah, she's going to, like demand a role in Rand's production company, and then she will sort of, like, annoy everyone in the office.
Yeah.
And then she'll try to, like, greenlight projects that are, like, seemingly, they're, like, really about something, but they're really cheesy and poorly written, you know?
Yeah, like the streets of Salt Lake. The rough streets of Salt Lake, baby.
Yeah. Or like the real story behind Madagascar. You think it's all about funny animals? Well, no. Guess what? Some of those animals are sick. It's like, it's a cartoon, Lala. There's no backstory.
So Lala's like, thanks. I'm going to Dana's comedy show tonight, so that's why.
Yeah, that's why I dressed in a pantsuit. Yeah. I'm going to a comedy show.
So I dressed in a $10,000 pantsuit.
So Jax calls up Lala, and he's like, hey, did you say that Brett's coming to my house? And she's like, well, I'm going to talk to him tonight. And Jax, for some reason, that pisses off, because he's like, well, were you going to talk to him? She's like, I'm going to Dana's comedy show. And I guess they weren't invited. He's like, fuck it. Y'all can go to Tom's. Fuck it. Okay, relax. Relax, sir.
Were they not invited, or do they just not go to anything that's not theirs? Because they didn't go to that dinner party either. Were they not invited to that? I'm curious about the invites on this show, because it's weird, because they never mention the other events, and then they just never show up unless it's about them in some way, you know?
Yeah, although I think they kind of, they've kind of, like, figured it out, because they could, like, either stay home and just, like, chill out, or they could drive all the way to the West Side for a comedy hour. So
yeah.
I think they got it sort of figured out in a good way.
So Lala's like eating candy or something, which I'm only pointing out because she's just terrifying. Stop doing that to your face. Just stop it. I don't know how many times a season I need to say it, but stop it. I'm afraid for the candy. So anyway, she's like, calm down, Jax. And he's like, my wife thinks I'm cheating because I'm at the gym. Did she tell you that? Say that.
Yeah, he goes, what wife yells at her husband for going to the gym? I'm like, wives who don't get to see their husbands.
Yeah, like literally every wife, like every whose husband is always at the gym. And she's like, no, Jax, what I said was it's weird that you're fine with all your friends and sending me these rage texts. That board is going to go back to the same place it was. I love you and I'll always love you. And he just hangs up on her.
Not a cool guy. By the way, I've been saying you're a cool guy in my head all week long. I haven't even gone back and watched that clip. For anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, it was last week when Brittany put sunglasses on her dog and said, you're a cool guy.
Yeah, she said, hey, Kingsley, you want sunglasses? You're a cool guy.
You're a cool guy. You're a cool guy. Because it's so Brittany.
So he hangs up on her, and she's like, well, all I'm saying is it's the same behavior it was before. Yeah, Brittany, welcome to your life. And so Lala's like, you know, like, I guess, you know, we're going to come, so don't worry about it. Did you get a DJ? Because Randall said that you guys totally need a DJ. And Brittany's like, do you know any? She's like, yeah, I know this kid named James KK Kennedy. Let's call her.
So Lala totally thinks she's gonna be having some sort of like redemption storyline now with James, right? She's like, look, we were fighting, but now I'm calling upon you and I'm gonna empower your dreams, right? She's like, hey, Jameson, I don't know if you're available for a DJ gig at Jax's house. He's like, oh, I really do appreciate you inviting me and stuff, but I already said yes to Tom, and then afterwards, I promised Raquel I'd take her to an ice cream social at last. Okay, sorry, girl.
Also, I'm sorry I just said James K.K. Kennedy. I don't know why I made him, like, Grand Dragon. I meant DJ Kennedy. DJ James Kennedy.
It's okay. At my college, there was a fraternity called TriCap, which, in case you know Greek letters, when you see it on the thing, it's three K's in a row.
Oh, my God.
KKK.
Yeah,
but to be fair, to show you how old my school was, it actually pre-existed the KKK, which is why it was still allowed. And, encouragingly, it was mostly a minority frat when I graduated. So there, take that, KKK.
So Brittany still doesn't get any of this, and she's like, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's great. So Brittany's like, why would you play something on the same date at the same time as someone else? It's to be a jerk. That's why. Brittany, what are you not understanding about this?
Yeah. It's like, so what are they supposed to do? They've been disinvited, or they're just supposed to sit around and, like, just not have fun? It's called You're on Vanderpump Rules. Being a jerk is, like, part of the contract.
Yeah. And she's like, well, this is one person does something wrong, and then the other person does something wrong. Yeah, it's called retaliation, you twit. You idiot. Brittany,
yeah.
Stupid.
It's kind of like
the TV this whole time. I love watching Brittany get what she got. Get what she deserves
Same.
Quickly. I mean, it's like instant karma. It's amazing.
Yeah, Lala is like next up for me. I'm so excited. But like Brittany, like, yeah. Yeah, it's like someone doing something wrong and the other person does something wrong too. It's like, oh, so like when someone cheats on you and then you go back to them. So like that, is that what it is? Like wrong and wrong.
Oh, God. So then,
or actually, how about this? How about this? Actually, if you really want, because that was me just being, you know, snarky. But how about Jax cheated on her and then she went off to Vegas and fucked a random guy, remember? Which, by the way, I fully supported, but it's kind of the same thing as happening here. So
yeah,
she knows
I support
she's
this
done
as
it
well.
Too.
Yeah. It's 100%. Retaliation.
Yeah.
Pettiness, so Jax is making another video and he's just like kind of outside the gym and he's like, want to figure out where I live? Here you go. This is my new house. That's it.
Yeah, he goes, I was waiting. I thought
there was going to be more to you, but that's literally it. That's like his whole scene. He's like, well, he goes, this is my new ass. I'm still at the gym. Totally not getting a blowjob in the park.
Well, he goes, well, this is why my wife will probably divorce me, because I spend too much time here. And I guess he didn't have his ring on. And I'm sure like when this actually happened, there was a whole thing. Like, did you see that Jax didn't have his ring on during his IG or something like that?
Yeah, they've because had a lot back. Of those stories this year. People on Instagram freaking out because Brittany's not wearing her ring or Jax isn't wearing her ring. And then they do something later on in the show when Brittany's making hamburgers where they show her taking off her ring in close-up and then putting it on the counter in close-up. I was like, really? Is this the big drama that we're trying to protect Jax and Brittany from? We're showing reasons they took off their ring a couple of times in an episode. Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's like Rashomon for wedding rings. So now we go to the West Side Comedy Theater, and Stassi and Bo are there practicing. Those two heroes are sitting in the audience. Wow, that editing really did a number on me. So anyway, they're practicing their comedy laugh, and then Lala and Max show up, and Brett shows up not in plaid. He's been shamed out of his plaid, so I was very excited. And Stassi's like, oh my God, it's so sweet that you guys both came to support your girlfriend.
And Lala's like, yeah, supporting a gangbang. And Max's like, did you guys text Sheena? Did you? Because she's like asking where we're going after this. And like, I'm just going to say Nighthawk.
Nighthawk. Let's do Nighthawk.
Nighthawk. Who owns it?
I don't know, but they've mentioned it about 35 times in the span of 3 seconds on this show.
Let me guess. Muhammad has opened a restaurant called Nighthawk.
Yeah, probably Muhammad. Yeah. The other one is the special. So then Brett is like, you know, he has this weird situation with Max. So he's like trying to get like a fist bump from Max. He's like, pound it, pound it, pound it. And Max is like, I don't want to. But he like gives like a reluctant pound.
Yeah, a reluctant pound. It's like Dana's entire story arc. but they're at the Westside Comedy Club, which is my friend's place. My friend's
is it really?
That. Yeah. Sorry
I'm glad
to say.
I didn't say anything shady about it.
Well, it's not their fault. I mean, this guy, Jesus, can we just... It's like in one of those old movies where they have the fool, you know, like where there's the king and he has the fool in the court, the jester or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they always kill the jester. Like in every king movie... the king ends up killing the fucking jester. And yeah, I was totally rooting for King Henry VIII right now. I was like, please kill this person. This person deserves it.
Where is this theater, by the way?
It's all the way by the ocean in Santa Monica. It's on the promenade. It's kind of in a back alley in that promenade area.
Oh, okay. Got it. You know, there's a new board game that just came out called Santa Monica. It looks really, it looks actually really cute, but I just got triggered because I was like, Santa Monica. I was like, I feel like just to play the board game, I'm going to have to spend 45 minutes getting to my board game.
Well, going to Santa Monica now is like, okay, do you live by the Gap or by the Nords? The Nords. Is there even a Nordstrom's over there? I don't know.
I don't know. There's a Cheesecake Factory.
That's the biggest fucking mall. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. So,
this guy, the warm up guy. He's like, okay, hey, what's your name back there? He's like, Max. Are you gonna pound your friend's bump fist? No. Okay, and what's your name? Bo. Oh wow, those are strong names, like Max and Bo and Max. Uma, Oprah, am I right, everyone?
No, Max. He goes, Max, yeah, that's a strong name. And then what about you, fella? Oh, Bo's your name? Oh, never mind. And Bo's like, what the fuck? Oh, name comedy, like that's where we're at right now. Yeah. Name comedy. And that's his opening joke for everything, you know it is. Yeah. Right, I'm gonna diss one guy because of his name, but then give another guy a compliment because of his name. How we all doing? Hello, Los Angeles. Yayo.
So Dana gets out there. She's like, anyone here, any Stranger Things fans? Yeah, I really relate to 11 because I get a lot of nosebleeds on the weekends. You know what I'm saying? Which I actually didn't get until right now. I was like, oh, but now I get
until
it.
You talk to me.
I was like, wait, I get it.
I was like, I was laughing despite myself. And she's like, anyone here have a toxic person in your life? Like, I mean, I have this one guy who only calls me at obscure hours. And, like, he only, like, comes around when things are really bad for him and when he needs money. But my dad's not all bad.
Yeah. And they had, like, the cameras on Max to be like, she's talking about Max. I was like, it's going to be her dad.
And Stassi says, I really like her negativity. Like, it really speaks to me.
She's actually funny. She doesn't seem actually too bad up there, you know, because we've seen a lot of bad stand-up on Bravo, and you know, I mean, it's, you know, I feel bad sometimes because usually they only cherry pick the worst moments, but she doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah, it's usually like Reza, Asian people driving, am I right? Remember that? Hey, oh my God.
Oh, I remember. Hey, Ronnie, you know where we should go to right now?
Where?
Nighthawk. Let's go to Nighthawk.
Oh my God, do you guys want to go to Nighthawk?
Let's go to Nighthawk. Yeah, I think we should go to Nighthawk.
Dana comes over to the table. Do you guys want to ditch this shit and go to Nighthawk? I was like, wow, like a nice knock. Comic, Dana. You're taking like half the crowd with you the second you're done.
So then we have another Jax update. He goes, a little update out of the gym. Ring is back on. Marriage is still back on. Annoying, right? Like, now you know how I feel when I have 50 million people asking why I don't have my ring on. Like, they probably asked that because you just said your marriage is going to end because you go to the gym too much and you don't have your ring on.
You got to love Jax pumping up his own Instagram numbers on Instagram.
Yeah.
So over at Sir, Raquel's waiting on a table and this guy's like, should I get the lamb or the duck? And I was like, well done, sir. Well, great line. You really sold that one.
Raquel has never been more confused. She's like, We don't sell livestock here. Do you want sea bass?
So Ariana is teaching a guy to make a drink, and she's like, that disinfected my face. That was so fucking strong. It's like, are you just trying to make this restaurant look like someplace that nobody wants to go to? Who wants to go to a restaurant where the bar trainer is teaching people to make weaker drinks?
Yeah, seriously. So Lisa comes on over and she's like, hello. And now she's doing like the same look as before with like a slight variation. You got blazer, lingerie, but instead of a tie with a bunch of bejeweled scarabs on it, she just sort of has like a weird black cravat or ascot. Like, who is doing this to Lisa? Can we go back to season 1 Beverly Hills Lisa styling? Because that's Like, it has gone so awry. I'm not on board.
I think it's hilarious. It's like she's always been glue gunned. You know, like somebody's just put, like, I can just see Rocio there with like a glue gun and some, you know, Michael's products, just getting her ready to go out every day. Make me sparkle, darling. So she's like, Ariana, darling, have we solved that little depression storyline, sweetie? Did me touching that horse's dinky solve your entire life?
She's like, actually, yes. So they're going to be doing something at Covenant House. And then Ariana tells Lisa about this whole pool party debacle and everything. And Lisa's like, OMG, you're not having it on the same day, are you? That's absolutely wild. Oh, I'm not saying that I'm going to come by, but I do love a pool party and supporting other people's pool parties, so you never know.
She's like, well, here's the thing. When you have someone bullying your friends for years and years and years and years, and she goes, who? Jax? She's like, yes, Jax. Everyone's like, fuck that guy, you know? And what is anybody losing by not being friends with Jax? Really? Let's be honest. And
seriously.
She's like, oh, let's just please be professional as we give away my holy sweaters to those poor people. All right, darling.
Oh, dear, I don't know what to do. I almost feel like I'm talking to yet another broken bird in the evening. A broken bird in the evening. What kind of bird could that be? Perhaps a hawk? A hawk at night? Nighthawk! Let's go to Nighthawk!
And now we're at Nighthawk. Magic! So Dana's like, thank you guys so much for coming to my stand-up at Nighthawk. Thank you so much.
Sassy's like, ugh, it was such a relief that you were so great, because I was afraid I would have to pretend to laugh, and I only had to sort of do that.
Yeah. And Sheena comes in, she's like, and she goes, I can literally walk here, because it's like a saw closet. I can literally walk here.
And they're like, so did you? She's like, no, I didn't, because I want to wear cute shoes, because I'm going out afterwards.
And Stassi's like, oh my god, I see this bitch still going out on her Instagram stories, and it's so inspiring that such a sad, lonely, aging woman with frozen eggs and no man on the horizon is still trying so hard. Good for you, Sheena. Good for you.
Anyway, Dana, congrats, Dana. I can't wait to come to one of your shows. And from what I hear, there's competing pool parties in Naval tomorrow, so I wish I could go, but, like, I'm shooting, so... anyway, I'm shooting. Just want to remind everyone I'm shooting. Shooting.
I'm in a film, so...
I'm in a film with Kyle Richards. We're doing a movie together.
So she's like, how's that going to work? You guys have to pick? Are you going to hop to both of them, like, back and forth? And Lala goes, no, I'm not hopping from both to both, because I'm a fucking adult, and I'm not going to some fucking frat house with no furniture, okay? We don't even know if there's going to be food there. I'll be going to Jackson Brittany's like an adult.
No, shut the fuck up, Lala. Lala is, to me, down there now with, like if Jax is the bottom, I'm not sure if Brittany is second to the worst or Lala is, but Lala is now down there. She is so ridiculous. First of all, Tom and Ariana were the people who pretty much kept Lala on this show. They were the ones who were friends with her for a long time. And now, because basically Randall and Jax are friends, because Jax makes Randall feel young and Randall makes Jax feel rich. So they're friends, which is why, and Rand probably was like, I want to go to Jax's party. So now Lala's like, I'm going to be an adult at the party that has a blow-up slide, okay? I'm gonna be an adult. Like, what are you talking about? Because there's no furniture. For crying out loud, tell Randall to buy a chaise lounge.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to be adult at the guy's party who just last week was screaming in public about some girl's sex tape to anyone who would listen. Like, yeah. An adult!
Also, like, to be totally fair, I don't understand. If they all live so close to each other, can't they actually just hop from one to the other? Can't they spend some time at one, some time at the other? I don't understand why they actually do have to really...
Because the whole point of it is telling Jax, fuck you, and you can't treat people like that. Like, why would they try to go to both?
Yeah, no, I agree. I wouldn't go to Jax's. I'm just saying... But I think that Lala is, like, real... Like, she's so obnoxious and, like... The amount of entitlement she exhibits by now being publicly Rand's girlfriend is just so obnoxious.
Yeah, girl, you don't type resumes with your vagina, okay? that guy might have accomplished something, but fucking him doesn't mean you did, okay? So get off of it.
And stop trying to act like an adult on Vanderpump Rules. Do you realize why we love Sheena? It's she's never trying to be an adult.
Yeah. So, well, except for the whole freezing her eggs thing. She's like, but she does it while making out with a guy from The Bachelorette, so it works for me.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Sorcerer's kid.
So Sheena's like, well, Docs texted me and told me I was dumb, and I shouldn't have planned my video, which I'm shooting, like a film, tomorrow, I'm shooting, did I mention that, on his big day. And I was like, guess what? Your big day was on June 29th. Dummy! Corner!
Yeah, and she's right. And by the way, fuck Jax. Like, of course Jax, oh God, it makes my blood boil. Of course he's like, the stupid pool party is now like his day, this important thing, when he literally had a whole half season dedicated to this, to his wedding, and now he's trying to pull it again. And I'm glad so Sheena hilarious. Was, yeah, I'm glad Sheena said that. Your day was June 29th, honey. You know?
I think it's just so fucking funny because it's the young people versus the old people this season. You know, it's like the old people are being youthed out. And the old people are, like, trying to shame the young people. Like, oh, we're so mature. I can't believe we're talking about relationships right now when mm-hmm. I'm engaged. And the big end of the season fight is about who's going to whose pool party.
Yeah.
You just can't make this shit up.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. Like people like Jax and Lala, they have to start saying, like, well, I'm doing this because I'm an adult. They have to say that. Otherwise, they have to face, like, growing irrelevance, you know, in the context of this show.
Yeah, so Stassi's like, someone needs to say something to Jax, and I'm, like, one of the only people who could do it, because, to be quite frank, I think he's scared of me. Proud of it.
So then Lala's like, hello, adult here. Can we talk about people that are actually talking at this table, though, instead of people who are not here? Anyway, I heard you and Dana made out last night. It's like real mature Lala. She's like, what's the vibe? I mean, hi. So now Max gets all moody. Max is trying to be all like emo, like John Cusack or something in an 80s movie. Like, no. I don't feel bad for you right now with your sulking and your
stupid Nighthawk racist cocktail. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, there's no vibe. It's just like, it's the second time we made out. And like, ugh. And Dana's like, oh, did I do something to you? What is your problem? And he's like, you made out with my best friend. Yeah. And like, we talked 2 nights ago, Tom and Ariana's. 2 nights ago. Hey, bro, control your chick, dude. Control your chick.
Oh, God. Ew, gross. And like, Max, just because you said how you felt doesn't mean that then she has to fall in line. And by the way, this is what the flashback was. Him saying, you know, I'm cool, but I'm not. But I'm cool, but I'm not. But you can do your thing, but I'm not. So it's, she's like, that was the most ambiguous thing ever. So just because you finally came around and said how you really felt, guess what? It was too late because guess what? Guess what? Times two. She came back to you after she dumped you for a Jones on third versus Jones on Santa Monica mistake and groveled for you back and you turned her down, then now you messed up. You messed up.
Yeah. And Stassi's like, well, she doesn't owe you anything at this point, okay? And he's like, yeah, but, you know, it's my friend. It's like my friend, brah. And he's like, so, dude, we made out, bro. In L.A., that's nothing, okay? I've been in L.A. for, like, a week, so I can say what it's like in L.A. And in L.A., yeah. That's nothing, all right? It's not like we're fucking. And Dana's like, okay, Brett, you can try and deny it right now to look good, but we have a thing, okay? We understand each other. And then Sheena jumps in, and she's like, if you care about his feelings, and why are you doing this like multiple times?
She's like, Sheena, shut the fuck up. So if you think he still has feelings for her, then why you keep making out with her, you know? Because she's saying basically to Brett, like, if you think that Max still has feelings, why you keep making out? And Brett goes, Sheena, no, just no, you're not allowed right now.
Yeah, you're not allowed right now. It's like, if you're my friend, I don't want it. She just repeats herself.
And Max is like, you're lying, bro. You're lying. Tell her that because she's real gassed up on you, brah. Tell her right now you don't have feelings because she's real gassed up on you, brah.
It's like, what are we in Greece? Who says that?
She's real gassed up on you, brah.
And Brett's like, I don't. He's like, dude, I don't, okay? Like, I'm interested in having her in my life, I guess, kind of like knowing her, like maybe like being told my perm looks good, but like, I don't have feelings for her.
And then everyone gets down. Quiet. Yeah, everyone gets quiet. And Lala goes, that doesn't even make any sense what you just said.
And Bo's like, Dana's probably mortified right now. This is, you know, like, she's probably so embarrassed. And what a douchebag Brett is. Brett is the one who asked her out, has been pursuing her. And then because he's, like, afraid of upsetting Max, he's denying that he has feelings for her. He's like, no, I'm just interested in her, but I don't have feelings for her. Psh, I don't even know her. Which is, by the way, the exact same thing he did to Sheena.
He's just such a wuss. Like, this guy shows up, he can never do anything but gossip about everybody else. He hasn't been with her one time that he hasn't brought up Max, that I can remember.
Thankfully, for some weird reason, Stassi has become a voice of reason. Hero edit! She's like, pick Elaine. If you're not certain about someone, then you can't be bothered by who she dates or who she does. You know what I'm saying?
And Lala, like, goes, you guys are being really messy. Lala, the one who just started this whole thing and then went, la, 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 la.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, so, who's dating who? Who's fucking who? Anyway, you guys are so messy. You guys are so messy.
Oh, gosh. So Max is like, look, I'm not saying don't fuck anybody or don't make out with anybody. I just don't want to hear about my friend. And she's like, you don't get to just say someone's your friend and then they're off limits. Like, I'm not in your little weird box. Especially when he's fucked everybody in town.
Like, yeah.
My God. Here, so
Max, I can understand, like, okay, if Max... Right. I can understand if Max is getting, like, annoyed because he's like, you know what? It didn't work out. Like, everyone just, like, you guys do your thing. Stop asking me about it. Just do it. Like, I don't want to deal with it. So that makes sense to me. But his whole thing, like, but I do have feelings for you. It's like, okay, yeah, sir.
He doesn't. Brett just told him he had to, basically, to have a story. He's like, dude, your best friend is hooking up with your friend and you're not mad on a television show. Are we going to be hired? Like, are you going to make an effort for us to get hired back? Like, come on. And so Max is making an effort at looking like he cares, but he does not care.
So and back neither to
does
Jack's- Dana,
and neither does Brett. None of them care, which is kind of the central problem. Right.
Dana, there are just so many more fish in the LAC, and you're hot. You know what, to go back to the, like, if you are going to be like, hey, I'm hot, I deserve someone hot too, then you know what, there are, like, moves, like, incredibly hot guys in LA outside the Sir pool. You know, just expand your horizons. Anyway, so now the next day, Jax is back on Instagram. He's like, I feel like they should put a mattress in this place. I mean, and also, I think the male trainers heard me call them girls because they took it out on me so hard. So guess what? Turns out female trainers, they really are little girls after all. So there we go.
So over at the Covenant House, Brittany and Ariana are with Vanderpump folding clothes that they're donating. And Brittany sees a cashmere sweater and she's like, I don't even own a cashmere. Give that to me.
And Lisa rips it out of her hands. It was kind of like a moment of a brutal honesty of, like, really where Brittany's mindset is. I mean, even though she was, like, quote unquote joking, I kind of feel like that was, at that moment, it was like a primal instinct to go grab that cashmere sweater.
So Vanderpump is like, how are you, Ms. Taylor? I can't wait to hear you cry in a funny little accent. Earn your paycheck. She's like, well, I've had a rough couple times, Lisa. Right, Jax was race checking some people, and then I was mad, and then we started fighting, and then he cut into a quiche with a spatula, and I was like, that's not what a spatula is for, Jax.
Oh, but these are the best moments of his life. New house, beautiful new muffin, which is sort of a microaggression against you. Ah! Oh, and look what else he has that's brand new. A seven of spades from behind your ear, magic.
So Brittany's like, it's just sad. Tom really hurt my feelings. Because now everyone has to choose whether to go to his house or our house. And that's why it hurts my feelings. And it hurts my feelings because... Shut up with it hurts your fucking feelings, okay? This is all your stupid fault, Brittany.
Yeah, and Lisa's like, well, maybe he hurt their feelings. Which is like one of those, like, one of those teachable moments from a 1980s sitcom, you know? And Ariana's like... hi, I'm actually here in this scene too. And listen, Brittany, I think you're just basically collateral damage in Jax's stand. And she's like, okay, all right, first of all, I don't know what that means, but people need to have respect for me as I do for them. I have so much respect for them. Yeah. They're all cool guys. They're all cool guys in my book, except for Sandoval.
Please say it hurt your feelings again. Please. so Ariana's like, well, I mean, if it wasn't for you, I don't even know how many friends Jax would have. And Britt gets all pissy and she's like, I think everyone but Tom Sandoval would be friends with Jax.
It hurt my feelings that you would say that otherwise. And so Ariana's like, first of all, it was everyone else's ideas. It was like Katie's idea. It was Dana's idea, etc. Which I didn't roll back the tape to find out who actually originated the idea.
Tom.
Was it Tom? And then they all co-signed it?
Yeah, from what I remember, it was Tom. But everybody else was like, fuck yeah, do it.
Yeah, everyone like jumped. Everyone like fully supported him in like a very supportive way that it kind of felt like a group decision. And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
And Brittany's like, well, I will ask Katie Maloney. Then Ariana just makes cringe face like, oh, geez, this poor stupid person.
Poor Covenant House. They probably invited the cameras in, hoping that they would get like some good, you know, good screen time where we could see what their cause is. And honestly, anyone who watched the show and hadn't heard of Covenant House still has no idea what Covenant House even is.
Poor people, charity, charity, poor people.
Yeah. So then we go over to Delphine in Hollywood, and Katie and Schwartz are on like a little dinner date, and Schwartz is telling her about this whole like the garden at Tom Dom investment thing, and like whether or not that he should parlay the investment back in. And Katie actually is like, yeah, I think you should.
Parlay.
So toddlers and tiaras, I love it. She's like, Tom and I have come such a long way, and we're such a good team now. Well, a few days after, he just totally embarrassed me in front of people and said that's why he refuses to fuck me. But anyway, overlooking that, like, yeah, we're like a super team now.
Yeah, we've really come a long way. Literally, it's a long way to get from Valley Village to this restaurant in Hollywood. It took a really long time.
So Brittany calls, texts, right? I guess, does she call or text?
Texts first, and she texts Katie and goes, Ariana, let me know this pool party was your idea in the first place. My feelings are hurt.
And Katie's like, wait a minute. Let me imagine an empty bottle of French in the side of the fridge door, and I'm crying. Okay, I can call it. She's like, what did I do? And Tom's like, they heard some kind of propaganda, Baba. And she's like, and then Lala texts me, that's not cool, Katie.
Oh, shut Fuck up, off, Lala. Like, God. The only person, like, you know what? Like Brittany was at the bottom of my shit list. Of course, you know, one up from Jack. Jack's just, like, inherently at the bottom. Brittany's at the bottom, and then Lala chimes in with a not cool, Katie. Okay, you know what, Lala? I think Lala is lower than Brittany. Because the thing is this, at least Brittany, like, there's some semblance of, like, she's defending her man. Lala is just... back is just being awful, and there's nothing, there's no, you can't even have some sort of like perspective of why she is being like this. She's just being awful.
Yeah, so Brittany apparently got herself all riled up, and so Katie calls her, which I don't think Brittany was expecting, because Brittany is immediately like, hey, I just want you to know I'm not blaming you by any means. And she's, what,
you just called me blaming me? How about you blame Jax, because he's the one rage texting everyone and being a fucking fool. So, you rage text people all the time, Katie.
Yeah, so I like that, again, showing Brittany is like, you know, she's like, no, I'm not blaming you, like, you rage text people all the time. I'm like, okay, so that sweet attitude is bullshit. So then but then Tom Schwartz does one of the best things he's ever done in the history of this show, is that he grabs the phone and he's like, she took accountability for the rage testing, and we dealt with it, and now Jack's doing it, and so we're doing that. You're being an idiot. I was like, oh my God, Tom Schwartz. It's about time you unleashed that on someone who wasn't his wife.
They're real ridiculous. I hurt my foot. I was like, Katie just hangs up on her.
I was like, oh my God, am I really enjoying Tom and Katie for this scene? I can't believe it. This is amazing.
Yeah, Katie's tricky like that, because she'll sometimes, like, remember that whole season she had when she wasn't around Stassi?
Yeah. Yes.
And everyone was like, I like her. What happened? And
I know. I liked Katie all this episode. It's weird. I feel like I've been liking Katie ever since she got into her big fight with Schwartz a few episodes ago about that prank. And I've been sort of like okay with Katie. It's weird.
Well, you know, it's war. You like the people who are fighting the people that you don't like more than you don't like them.
Yeah. I mean, we were allies with Stalin at one point in American history.
The VPR war.
VPR, or as I like to call it, World War 83.
Yeah.
So now we go back to Jax's house, and there's like the blow up slide that's up, and Jax is talking. He's just, he's got so much that's going through his head, you know. He's like, I say things I don't mean, and then I have to come back and apologize. So instead of saying things I don't mean, I go to the gym.
Like, yeah. He's really stressing how much he's going to the gym. This guy is totally cheating. Like, he's totally cheating. Do they catch him cheating? Because he's obviously fucking cheating.
And he also does say things he means, by the way. And, like, the things that he doesn't mean are when he apologizes.
He means everything he says, this fucking guy. Yeah. Which usually you don't use as something to diss somebody. Like, God, he always says what he means. Like, usually that's good, yeah. But just doesn't mean well. So Brittany's like, you're so muscular. He's like, because I go to the gym. She's like, but you apologized. You did it, and you took responsibility. You see what Brittany's learned to do? Yep. She's learned to take what someone else said in the argument against her and use it against them, because that's just what Tom said about Katie. She took responsibility, yes. And she owned up to it, and now you're being an asshole. So now she takes the exact same argument. Fucking
yeah, hey. Yeah. Now she's like, you did start it, and you apologize, but you owned up to your mistake. Sandoval still hasn't apologized. Not a cool guy.
Why would Sandoval apologize to you? What did he do to you, Brittany?
What does he have to apologize for?
Yeah, no, he didn't do shit.
Yeah. So Brittany, so now she's telling Jax about how her fight with Katie on the phone. And Jax does his whole sanctimonious victim thing, where he's like, everything I've done, they've all done. But for some reason, the spotlight's always on me. Because you usually do it first, and you usually do it in a very malicious way.
Yeah, and you do it with coke rage eyes, like you have right now in the scene. His eyes are about to pop out of his head. And he's like, yeah. I told you not to trust any of these people. Oh, those people are not to be trusted?
This so is like classic abusive, right? This is classic manipulative abusive behavior, right? Where you like isolate the person from like a friend group, you make them distrust them, and then like you become the center of their world. So they have to depend on you, and like they can't kind of like leave you.
I mean, I guess.
According to me, a non-psychologist.
No, I think I actually would have to disagree with that. I think that he's abusive, obviously, but I don't think he's trying to separate her. I think that he's probably like, go out, get off the couch. I think he likes it when she's gone. He's just an abusive monster in general, this fucking
guy. Yeah, but I'm meaning that he's always had this thing of like circling the wagons around their relationship, right? Like, keep it always between us. It's always got to be like, it's just like a very classic pattern. Like, I can't believe you would say that to them. This is like, it's a way to cut her off emotionally from other people and make her emotionally dependent on him.
Oh God!
Listen,
well, God,
I took a psychology class 20 years ago. Okay, so then Jax is like, "Listen, we have the people that I want here at our party. Okay, these are people that are engaged and mature and have mature conversations." Like, oh my God! I can't even describe how angry it makes me when people act like this. Like, oh, I'm married now, and therefore the only people I want to associate with are people who are engaged, because they are inherently more mature because they made some sort of commitment to each other like this. Like, that makes literally no sense.
Yeah.
Some of the most immature people that I've ever seen or met are married and engaged.
So,
and I say that as an immature person.
Yeah. So Ariana is over at her house glading everything. And Raquel and James come over, and everybody basically comes to their party, starts getting there. And then Schwartz is telling them about the rage texting fight. And Katie's like, she said that I rage text? And Tom is like, yeah, you do, but yours come at like 3 a.m. and you're drunk. And they're not like, oh, you're manipulative and everyone hates you. And Schwartz goes, actually...
oh, never mind. I'll just go over here. Yeah. Also, I thought what was funny is that Katie's like, yeah... Brittany said that I was the one who came up with the idea, and Sandoval's like, dude, I can't believe that. What? She said that? And I'm just wondering until they realize that Ariana is the one who told Brittany.
Yeah.
Because they'll get mad about that for sure.
So let's see. Then over at Jax's house, Brittany's rolling meat. And I was like, how is this going to be a burger? I didn't really understand that, because I'm rolling burgers. I was like, what the fuck kind of burger is that? It's a bowling ball.
You roll it and then you smash it. You sort of pound it.
But she didn't smash it. Did you see them? They're barely smashed.
Oh,
they're ovals.
Another thing to make me mad. So we see like there's like an empty slide and no one's there basically. And so Lala shows up, and then Brett and Brittany's like, Brett! Brat. She calls Brett Brat. And then she's like, I'm so sorry, I'm making burgers right in front of your face right now. You're a vegan. I got like a rice for you or something. So then Stassi and Bo show up, and Bo brought some cornhole. And then we go back to the other party, which is, like, significantly more fun, and all the newbies are coming over. Danica's like, wait, this is adorable. There's, like, tents in the back. Like, what? Like, what? I'm going to go push someone in there. Okay, I'm going to push someone.
And Charlie tells us, Tom and Ariana's is lit. Like, who wants to be at Jax's retirement party? I mean, he's closer to my dad's age than my age. Have fun, old person, with your mushy green things to eat, probably.
So Dana goes into the yurt and is, like, talking to Katie. And she's like, oh, my God, my thought photo is definitely happening in here. And then, meanwhile, back at the other party, Lala is talking to Brett and asking about Max and everything. And Max had texted Brett that morning and was like, hey, man, taking some time to think about it, and I'm super bummed out at you, dude. I feel a little betrayed, even though you fully kept me on board with every single thing that was happening, and I said I was cool with it. But I feel a little betrayed, and I don't want to lie about that feeling.
And Lala's like, but if you have legit feelings for Dana, and he's like, I'm a bros before hoes, dude. Like, look, when you actually penetrate a penis with a vagina, no, wait, when you actually penetrate a vagina with a penis, that's when you have feelings, okay?
Yeah.
It's like I committed World War 83, dude.
Yeah, because he said when he was interested in her, he didn't associate that with having feelings. So I'm like, I don't understand his logic, but it's clearly a logic he has developed so that way he can be a fuckboy, but then still try to seem like and not have to commit to anything and still try to be like a good guy. Like, cool guy. He's sort of like trying to do the Carl thing a little bit. I don't know.
Jax is fucker. Like, you're really, he's like, you're actually, like, you're a good guy. Like, I mean, I do the same things you did, but, like, you're nice about it. Like, I didn't even care what anybody thinks. That was the old Jax. You know, the old Jax didn't give a fuck what anybody thought when he fucked other people. I'm going to the gym. I'll be right back.
Yeah. I put my dick in anything that moved, and that does include punching bags. So then Dana's talking to Katie, and she's like, I'm sorry. I'm hot. Someone should be loving me and fuck me, and no one's doing any of those things. So, anyway, I'm hot. That's the point here. I'm going to just remind everyone again, I'm hot.
End scene. So, yeah. Ariana and Kristen and Carter are talking, because, of course, she lugs along Carter, you know.
Yeah.
So, Ariana's like, so are you guys back together? She's like, we're dating! No more questions!
Yeah. This press conference is over. Thank you. Mariposa out.
And then in classic Vanderpump Rules, the game of telephone, she's like, yeah. Sheena told me that Stassi was making fun of your party. Like, you don't have any furniture and stuff. Ugh.
Yeah. And Ariana's like, okay, Regina George, get the fuck over it, you snob ass bitch. I was like, whoa, Ariana, not in the mood. Sick of that furniture shaming.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, they're making fun of you. And she goes, yeah, well, just stay in your one bedroom apartment that you turned into your second bedroom into a shoe closet to copy Sheena. Just go ahead and do that.
It's like, whoa. And then we get like a nice montage of many, many white girls twerking. And then Tom and Tom are talking about the offer for the garden. Dum, dum. And dude, a bigger space means there's more potential for failure. But then Schwartz starts crying about pouring in his heart and soul into the bar. And, you know,
yeah,
they're happy.
Just his tears smell like tequila. It's like total and vodka river. Tears. Yeah, and river. Yeah. So then Katie comes in. James and Katie are there. And Tom asks James to DJ for him. And James squeezes and jumps up and down a lot. And then he accidentally hits Katie in the boob. And Schwartz is like, oh, part of me is going to miss asshole James. Like, that was really good. Could you do that again? Just come in and elbow her right in the boob. That was so funny, James.
And Katie's like, you know, you've shown some vulnerability that I haven't seen from you, and, you know, you've shown growth. And you've shown growth. Oh, girl, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go for an easy joke. Not an easy fat-shaming joke. I won't do it. I won't say growth also. All right. Be cool, James. Be cool.
I love Katie, like the American Idol judge of where everyone else's growth is. She's like, you know what? You've grown enough now. I can be nice to you. So they hug.
You've really learned how to control your instrument. So, yeah. So, but it was actually really nice. She was like, I wanted to rip your head off, but I also feel like you do have a strong resemblance to Ranch, so it made sense.
So then Brittany makes her ball burgers. And Jax is inside, like, chugging Gatorade. And Stassi comes in to have the little talk with him. He's like, we got to talk in squad. I'm starving.
Stassi's like, so I feel like how you've texted people, it looks like you're losing your mind AF. So,
and he's like, I am. And then he tells us, my brain is like sprained.
He goes, like, sprained. He made up a new phrase, new terminology for having a sprain. You're a sprain.
Like, when you sprain your ankle, do you walk on it? No, that's just the way your brain works. Don't walk on your brain. Thanks for coming.
Anyway, I gotta go back to injecting bleach into my forearm to protect myself against this disease.
So he's like, so, you know me, Stassi. It's just like, I'm always about everybody else being happy. I'm just always wanting everyone else to be happy, and I don't take time to make myself happy. What?
She's like, you sound a little bit like a victim, and I have to say, like, I'm not into this whole thing that, like, you're a good guy, and then, like, once a year you're an asshole. You're an asshole all the time.
Yeah. So he drops that immediately. And yeah. So he's like, all right, well, but you know, like the cheating and stuff, it's like, you know, I cheated and then we got married and I'm like, it's so fast. Like, did I do the wrong thing? Like, is my, like, I'm now going to be mean to her. And then is she going to start thinking, like, what did she do? And Stoss is like, yeah, that is exactly yeah. what she's going to start thinking.
And he admits, and finally he admits that when they were, for the year leading up to their marriage, they like shelved all the issues they had from the cheating, you know, and now that there's downtime, it's all coming back, which is what we said would always happen. and now he's like, it's hard. There's just like a lot of pressure. I mean, you know, I used to be able to hurt people. I used to be able to cheat on them to hurt them. That's how I used to do it. I'm like, you probably can still do that and probably will still do that.
Well, he's crying because that's what he's basically either doing or thinking of doing right now. You know, he's like, oh, mm-hmm. I just want to cheat so bad. Somebody stop me. And she's like, you have control over how you treat people, dude. And he's like, but I'm scared. I'm scared that I'm going to cheat on Brittany and take it out on Brittany. I'm like, oh my God, you've gotten so good at faking this bullshit crocodile tear when you get caught at something that you're already doing it before you've even been caught. It's so Jax.
Exactly.
And then we still, see... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, just to say, because he's cultivating an image of himself as someone who's like tortured and still plagued by demons. And so if he does cheat, if on the off chance he does cheat, it's not because he doesn't like Brittany. It's because he just hates himself so much.
Yeah, man. It's a mental issue and he deserves to be forgiven because his people with mental issues should be forgiven because he learned that from Tom in an argument. And then it says next week on Vanderpump Rules. And then we see him talking to Sandoval in a fight and he's like, dude, but I'm like handicapped. It's like, I'm like a handicapped person.
It's classic Jax. Classic Jax.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I love having my blood boil with this show. I think that's when the show is at its best. And I'm sad we had to sit through what, like two or three really dull episodes a few weeks ago to get to this good stuff. So but I'm happy that it's good and hopefully the season's gonna end on like a really good note. Because I would like that.
Yeah, well time will tell, won't it? Well thanks everybody so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Can't wait for that. And until then, have a great evening, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.